Hello, I'm Nick Liard.
And I'm Mark Gentile from Sebri.com.
And this is Pints and Politics, and we are joined by Bill Crumplin of the Green Party going for the Sudbury riding. How's it going, Bill?
Things are going well.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Good. So we're going to order up some drinks. Yes. Actually, we've already ordered up some drinks.
Yes, we have. In the name Pints and Politics, they are being brought over as we speak.
Where's Sam? Here she comes.
There we go.
Nick's going to have to explain his choice to us.
I'm so excited to explain this choice.
Awesome.
All right, Bill, you are the guest, so you explain what you picked out first.
Thanks, Sam.
You're welcome.
I have picked out a Trestle Golden Lager, and a couple of reasons. It's very northern. It's just outside my riding. And it's I looked over the list earlier, and it was the closest brewery on the list that it, you know, to Sudbury. So that was one thing.
Cool.
The other thing is I was to Trestle about a month ago, and what a beautiful setting they've got on the river, and it really is excellent beer. So
that's probably the best endorsement.
Definitely. I mean, the Trestle Brewing Company probably is pumped about that. I've got something called the Green Party.
Really?
Yes, and for good reason. They made it special just for you, Bill.
Oh, I should be having one.
You should be having it. We can trade if you want.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. And there's a couple more inches gone on Mark's crack canoe.
Mark is still nursing the crack canoe. I've been nursing this crack canoe for about 2 hours now.
That is the smallest crack.
It's a very good beer, folks, but I'm not a beer guy.
Cheers.
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 All right.
Shall we get started?
Yeah.
All right. First question to me, Bill.
Okie dokie.
So, you have called the Liberal climate change plan weak and a betrayal of the world's children.
Yes.
A pretty definitive statement there.
It is.
Can you explain to us how a Green Party government can cut emissions? In your platform, sorry, maybe I should preface this. In your platform, the Green Party says that you can cut emissions by 60% in about 10 years, by 2030, I think is what it says in the platform. I would like to know how a Green Party government could make such a massive cut to emissions and not cause sort of massive economic upheaval in the country.
Well, it's sort of a multi-step thing that's going to take place. Yes, there is going to be major change, but one of the ways we're going to pay for that is because we're not going to continue the subsidies to the fossil fuel industry. And the International Monetary Fund has determined that annually we give $2 billion a year to the fossil fuel industry. And if you look at the Trans Mountain Pipeline, there's another $10 to $13 billion that's being earmarked for that. And so what we see is, you know, we're not just immediately going to cut off the oil. We are no longer going to have investments in the oil. I call it the tar sands. Everybody wants to be kind and call it the oil sands, but it's tar, damn it. So we're going to do that. No more exploration in the Arctic. No more fracking. Those sorts of things are going to start. We're going to start to stop those. Start to stop. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Those sorts of things. And in the same time, we're going to use some of that money that was earmarked for the fossil fuel industries for things like transitioning workers out of fossil fuel type jobs.
Okay.
Because what we see is that there are a number of skill sets that somebody who's working in the oil industry has, whether they're on the rigs or whether they're in head offices, that can be easily transferred to doing things like geothermal, particularly in Alberta.
Okay.
Alberta is actually exceptionally well situated to be, you know, a leader in Canada and a leader in the world in terms of using geothermal heat to create energy, electricity. So it's a multi-step thing. We see all that money that we've got going to fossil fuels, and we can redirect that.
Okay.
Well, the Green Party has some views on climate change. Now, you have 30 seconds to convince someone who does not believe in climate change. Now, remember, you have 30 seconds before they go in memorial burnout somewhere to convince them that climate change is real. What do you say to them in those 30 seconds?
I'm a dog walker, and I have been walking my dog, or a dog, for over 20 years. And a lot of the time we walk in the morning. And if you've been a dog walker and you're out there in the morning and you've noticed, maybe lately, there are not as many songbirds around. That is one of the impacts of climate change. We're actually ruining the climate, and something as simple and beautiful as songbirds are actually disappearing.
Some 2 billion. I think there are 2 billion fewer songbirds.
Something, yeah. It was an amazing number.
It's a huge number. Yeah. That was in the last week or so.
Yeah. I think it was about 28 seconds. That was good.
That was good. He stuck right to the script.
He did.
So, now, I don't take this the wrong way, but it's very unlikely that the Green Party is going to form government.
What?
I know it comes as a big surprise. But it's pretty clear that the party won't form government. But that doesn't mean that you can't elect a few MPs. Mm-hmm. So what I want to know is, what qualities do you, Bill Crumplin, possess that you think would make you an effective MP in Ottawa without the critical mass of a big party like the Conservatives or the Liberals behind you?
Well, I think there are a number of things. First of all, I like to think I'm an easy guy to get along with. I believe in relationship building, and it's even clear, like Beth and I, we haven't met each other often, but we really hit it off. And I think that's an important element, that you have to be able to like people and work with people and reach across partisan lines. I'm also, it's hard to say some of this stuff because, it's like, patting myself on the back. But
that's what you're here for.
I'm a reasonably bright man. I've been a professor for 27 years. I can communicate. I can research. I listen. I can make a decision when a decision has to be made. But I think really it's that relationship building and to work with other people. And we've seen this with Elizabeth May, and we've also seen it with Mike Schreiner. And I really do admire the way they are able to look at a policy and see it's good for the country or the environment and to work actually with other people to make it come into being.
Okay, so this sort of the strength of your personality, your ability to mend fences, to find common ground, that's one of your big strengths.
I think it is.
It's fair.
Well, based on your personality, let's just say you're drinking beer right now, so you enjoy it. Let's just say they model a beer after you. Let's call it the Crumplin Pale Ale.
I'd rather be a stout.
You'd rather be a stout. Okay, let's call it the Crumplin Stout. What does that beer taste like?
Oh, it's got hints of caramel, chocolate, and the oatmeal that's in there is going to come through as well.
Holy cow. Wow. You thought you were going to stump him on that, and he came out with an answer.
He did? You can hear the songbirds while you're drinking it. After you, good sir.
All right, thank you. So, now, this isn't particular about you. This is sort of more about the party. And I don't mean to keep harping on the fact that, the Green Party has struggled to gain widespread support across Canada. Mm-hmm. But over the years, that support has grown fairly steadily election to election. What I want to know is, without that, you may not have the influence of some of the larger parties, but why should someone decide to vote Green?
Oh, lots of reasons. First of all, we have the strongest plan for climate change, fighting climate change. But we're also, it's also important for people to forget the whole idea of strategic voting. Strategic voting just gets us more of what we've had in the past. And what I really want people to do is to vote with their heart. Like maybe it's the Green Party, maybe it's the NDP. I don't know what it is, but vote for the party that you align yourselves with. Because if we vote strategically, trying to vote against somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to end up with a good choice. So the first thing is vote for who you want. The other thing is, over time, we have in fact been seen to be more and more credible. And if you might be right, Mark, and say that we won't form the government in this election, then at least when we're people are going to, whoever it might be, is going to look at the growing support of the Green Party, not just over time, but over this election. And they're going to have a hard time saying, oh, well, that, you know, 28% of the vote that went green is... has to be dealt with. We have to pay attention to yeah. who those voters are and what those issues are. So if you think that there's a lot of stuff in the Green platform that you like, it's important to vote for us so that we can actually show people that the platform resonates with a number of voters and whoever might win the election.
Do you think you still struggle with people not... Sorry, Nick, I'm going to step on your
step
question
on
for
it.
A second.
Step on it. I'm stepping. It wasn't a good one anyway, so...
I'm sure it's a very good question, Nick. Don't talk down about yourself.
Well,
you got to build yourself
I'll sit
up,
over
not
here
push
having
yourself
some
down.
Green
I think
okay.
you guys have had a few beer before.
I'm still working on the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, slow crack.
But what I wanted to ask was... do you think it's inevitable that Canada will have a Green Party government at some point in the future?
Yes, I do.
Why do you think that?
The amount of support that I'm even getting now is phenomenal. Knocking on doors, bumping into people. Like, I can't go grocery shopping without being asked questions. I can't go to the beer store without people asking me questions. And I think it's really cool. But what I think we just need, people need, is the courage to actually go from that interest and ticking the box, the green box, off at the ballot. For some people, it's a little difficult. But the other thing that I'm finding out is that our prime cohort, I feel, are 18 to 35-year-old women. And probably mothers and grandmothers in addition to that.
Okay.
Because there seems to be some link between being a mother and worrying about climate change. Not that no man worries about it, but I do find that it's more prevalent in women, particularly 18 to 35.
Okay.
And this is a cohort that's becoming more confident. And I do feel that over time we are going to form the government. And you know, you can think of something like buying a car. And I don't know if you guys have bought a car with a woman before, but
every time.
And you go in and you think you've got it nailed. It's not been my experience. My experience is no, we buy the one that, you know, was prettier or had room for the purse or whatever. And what I mean by that is women really do have a lot of power in our society. And I want to fan that power. I'd like women to be even more prominent. In some ways, I'm sorry that, you know, I'm a man in this
election.
Yeah,
you're a white male, Bill.
I am an old white male, Mark. I've got all those things going against me. But I do feel that we're on the cusp. Something's going to happen, and I'm even, I've got a beer bet on somebody that I can't name who's very prominent in one of the other campaigns that I'm going to beat his candidate.
We may see that. So it's almost like you're, what I'm kind of, if I can extrapolate a little bit from what you said, it's almost like you're saying that, the Greens are always sort of campaigning for the next election in a way. Like, you're building... supporters over the years among these, this demographic, this maybe potentially younger demographic that is not necessarily as politically active as an older demographic, mm-hmm. but are building the sort of putting together the building blocks mm-hmm. of who they will support once they become more politically mm-hmm. active.
No, I agree with that. And the youth vote. How do we get them out to the ballot box? Mm-hmm. In my previous attempts, and I
think they should have beer and weed.
The Green Party. in my previous attempts at running for office, my students, I tried to encourage my students and all university students to get involved. And they said they would. But there's some sort of inertia that keeps them from participating. I sense a number of them are fed up and are in fact going to do something this time. And maybe that's hope on my part, but I think that's something that's going to happen. But yes, and I think every party, well, maybe not every party, the conservatives and liberals have been around forever, but all the rest of us, we are trying to build our parties election to election. But I don't know that we're any different than the NDP in that regard, really.
Yeah.
Well, just kind of on that, and Nick's going to get serious here. I know, that's weird. Let's say the Green Party does take third. Is that a possibility, and how big of a step would that be for your party?
It would be huge. And I have a hunch that it is possible this time. There's an undercurrent out there that I come across when I'm talking to people. And I really do think something big is going to happen. The whole Greta Thunberg and the climate change, it is huge. When you stop and realize a million Canadians last week participated in various climate strikes, that's incredible. That is almost un-Canadian. Something's taking place right now, and I think the situation is ripe, and we just might be the third party.
Taking a step back from the seriousness now.
Sure.
You're a hockey guy.
Yes.
Hockey goalie.
Yes.
In fact.
You're a goalie, Bill?
Yes.
You're a goalie.
I thought all goalies were crazy. I'm not a sports guy, but that's what Nick has told me before.
It's the starter's crazy, and then the guy who comes in and saves the day, he's the reserved kind of guy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, he supports the environment mostly.
I bow to your superior sports knowledge.
So let's just say you're a net.
Yep.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah.
Elizabeth May. Jagmeet Singh. And Andrew Scheer are at center ice.
Yeah.
And they got a breakaway on you. Who's scoring? Who are you saving?
Nobody scores.
Okay. Sending that file right to Miss May.
Yeah, no, it's no. I'm a goalie. It doesn't matter who's got the puck. You know, my best friend, you know, when he's playing against me, I know he plays super hard, and so do I.
You don't think Justin Trudeau's going right down the pipeline right five hole?
I like the pipeline analogy.
Oh, Nick.
No, he's actually going to fan on the shot.
Oh. Well played.
All right.
Well played.
You,
no, that's it for me.
Okay. All right. That's all the time we have. Bill Crumplin, Green Party, Sudbury Riding. Good luck in the election and cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys. It's been fun.